Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise ones brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some yourselves." While they were off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the doors were locked. Afterwards, the virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know not neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of John the Baptist. We know that John was Jesus's what? Brother, uncle, aunt?
Cousin.
Excellent. Okay. And what else did John do that related to Jesus? Oh, let's see. He baptized him. Now, why would John need to baptize Jesus? Oh, no hands going up for that one. Wow, that's a tough one. John baptized Jesus so that the people would know who Jesus was. He baptized him. The Holy Spirit came. God spoke, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." John, if you will, if you've ever been to a concert, you know, there's a big group. Sometimes there's the prep band, you know, they're not that famous and all that. So you're going to go see this really important person. And then there's this little off-the-wall band that kind of comes out and warms the crowd up. Well, that's kind of what John did. He told the people, "Come, get ready for Jesus. Now is the time. Prepare." Well, John's message still is with us today. Each day when we get up, we need to think of the Lord of our lives, and we need to prepare, for we know not the day nor the hour when the Lord will call us.